All right. Let's go. Get ready to pack those bags because today we're heading straight to Genoa.
Wonderful choice, by the way.
We've got all our travel guides and articles right here ready to go.
Yeah, we're going to pull out all
those must-have experiences, those absolute must-dos, so you can make the most of your trip to Genoa.
And you've chosen a fantastic city to explore. You know, Genoa is one of those places that really surprises people.
I bet.
It's steeped in history, but it's not stuck in the past.
Right, right. So it's like stepping into a time machine, but with like amazing food and like modern twists around every corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, a perfect example of that blend of old and new is Via Garibaldi.
Via Garibaldi. Okay. So this street is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
It is.
So we're talking like serious historical significance here. Tell me more.
Okay. So imagine this. It's the Renaissance. Genoa is a powerhouse city. And this street, Via Garibaldi, is the place to be. You've got these incredible palaces, the Palazzi dei Rolli, owned by like the wealthiest families, and they would host royalty, dignitaries, you name it.
Wait, so these palaces, they weren't just homes, they were like grand hotels for like VIPs.
Essentially, they were. And the best part, today you can step inside many of them. Palazzo Rosso, Palazzo Bianco, now museums.
Wow.
Each one is just a treasure trove of art and history.
Okay, I'm already adding those to my list.
You should.
Palaces turn museums. Sign me up.
Yay. Okay, but let's talk about something that's calling my name. The waterfront. I've heard whispers of a stunning transformation. What's the inside scoop?
Genoa's waterfront is a masterclass in urban renewal. They brought in Renzo Piano.
Wait. Renzo Piano.
Yeah.
As in the Renzo Piano. The Shard in London.
The one and only.
Wow.
He completely reimagined the waterfront, blending that cutting-edge design with the city's maritime history. And you've got that Porto Antico, which used to be kind of a neglected part of the harbor. Now it's a thriving hub.
So instead of, like, crumbling docks and, you know, we've got a vibrant waterfront district.
That's quite a makeover.
It is. Picture this. You're strolling along the harbor, the scent of fresh seafood wafting from the cafes.
Oh, yeah.
And right there, rising from the water's edge, is the Aquarium of Genoa.
The aquarium? I've heard it's incredible.
It's not just incredible. It's the largest aquarium in all of Europe. Home to over 12,000 animals from every corner of the globe. You'll feel like you've plunged into the heart of the ocean.
Okay, I am picturing myself like wandering through this revitalized waterfront.
Yeah.
But tell me more about this Porto Antico.
Okay.
What's it like?
So imagine a labyrinth of charming alleys, right?
Uh-huh.
But they open up to these breathtaking harbor views.
Wow.
Yeah, this is where Genoa's maritime history really comes alive.
It sounds like the kind of place where you can, like, lose yourself exploring for hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you're wandering, you might stumble upon, like, a cozy trattoria.
Oh, yeah.
Serving up some authentic pesto alla Genovese.
Wait, hold the phone.
Yeah.
Did you say pesto originated in Genoa? As in, like, this is the place to have, like, the real deal.
You heard that right. Forget everything you thought you knew about pesto, because once you've tasted it here, in its birthplace.
Oh, wow.
Nothing else compares.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Yeah.
A pesto pilgrimage is officially added to the itinerary.
Oh, good.
But let's step out of these charming alleys into, like, the heart of the city. What awaits us at the Piazza dei Ferrari?
All right, so picture a grand square buzzing with life, ringed by stunning architecture. That's Piazza dei Ferrari in a nutshell.
Okay.
The beating heart of modern Genoa.
And I bet there are stories etched into, like, every inch of those surrounding buildings.
Oh, absolutely.
Which one stands out as, like, a must-see?
So right on the piazza, you'll find the Palazzo Ducale.
Okay.
For centuries, this was, like, the seat of power, home to the Doge who ruled Genoa.
Wow. I bet those walls could talk.
Oh, they could.
What's it like inside now?
Today, the Palazzo Ducale has been transformed into this vibrant cultural center.
Oh.
Exhibitions, festivals, events. There's always something going on reflecting that dynamic spirit of the city.
From, like, political powerhouse to cultural hub.
Exactly.
That's quite the evolution.
It is.
And speaking of cultural gems, I can't wait to hear about the Teatro Carlo Felice.
Yes.
Opera houses always have a certain magic about them.
They do.
Right.
The Teatro Carlo Felice is more than just an opera house. It's a symbol of Genoa's resilience.
Absolutely.
Built in the 1800s, severely damaged during World War II, and then meticulously rebuilt, it embodies that enduring spirit of Genoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just picturing those, like, velvet seats and, like, gilded balconies.
Yes.
It gives me chills.
Oh, heck.
But before we get, like, swept away by the opera,
okay,
let's change perspectives for a moment.
Okay, sure.
You mentioned a funicular ride to Rye.
Ah, yes. The funicular Sekerie. This isn't just a mode of transportation. It's an experience in itself.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine gliding up the hillside, the city unfolding below you, revealing hidden corners and breathtaking panoramas.
So we're trading cobblestones for, like, a bird's eye view.
Exactly.
Count me in. What awaits us at the top of Rye?
From Rye, you get this incredible sense of Genoa's unique geography, nestled between the mountains and the sea. It's a view that truly captures the essence of the city.
Wow.
You'll understand why they call Genoa la Superba, the proud one.
Okay, I am officially hooked.
Yeah.
We've explored palaces, we've wandered the waterfront, and now we're ascending high above the city.
It's great.
What should we expect when we reach the top of Rye?
Rye is like stepping into a different world.
Okay.
While still being like a funicular ride away from that bustling city center.
Right.
Remember those hiking boots you pack?
Yeah.
They'll come in handy here.
Wait, hiking trails with a view?
Yep.
That sounds like the perfect way to, like, work off all that delicious pesto.
You read my mind.
So I can only imagine the views from up there.
Yeah.
Are we talking, like, sweeping panoramas or something even more unique?
Imagine this. You're standing atop ancient fortress walls. The city spread out below you like a colorful tapestry, the Mediterranean stretching out to the horizon.
That's incredible.
It's a view that truly captures Genoa's strategic location, a crossroads between land and sea.
Wait, fortresses. Tell me more.
Yeah, so Genoa has this fascinating military history.
Okay.
And Rye is home to some of its most impressive fortifications.
Cool.
Forte Sperone, for example, is a must-see for, like, history buffs.
Oh, I bet.
These ancient guardians offer a glimpse into Genoa's strategic past.
Wow. Okay, you've officially convinced me that Rye is more than, like, just a quick stop.
It is.
We're talking about, like, a whole other side of Genoa to explore.
Absolutely.
You know, as we've kind of journeyed through these travel plans, yeah. I'm, like, struck by how much Genoa has to offer.
Right.
It's like a hidden gem with, like, layers upon layers of history, culture, natural beauty.
And that's what makes Genoa so special.
Yeah.
It's a city that rewards exploration.
It seems like it.
Whether you're captivated by that grandeur of Via Garibaldi, or you find yourself drawn to the tranquility of the hills, it's a fantastic place.
So to our listener preparing for their Genoese adventure.
Yes.
Here's our advice. Pack your sense of wonder.
Yes.
Your walking shoes.
For sure.
And maybe an extra memory card for your camera.
Yes, yes.
Genoa is a city that stays with you long after you've said, arrivederci.
And remember, no matter how much you plan, how many guidebooks you consult, Genoa is a city of constant discovery. There's always something more to uncover, a hidden alleyway to explore, a local delicacy to savor, a new perspective to consider. So embrace the unexpected and let Genoa surprise you.